hurt you in some primaries, and I think it's the same thing for Ron Paul or any libertarian on the war. You don't think we belong in Afghanistan, Iraq?
Well, initially, Afghanistan was totally warranted. We were attacked. We attacked back. That's what our military is for. And we should remain vigilant to the terrorist threat. But after being in Afghanistan for 6 months, I think we pretty effectively wiped out Al-Qaeda. And here it is. We're there 10 years later, and we're building roads, schools, bridges, highways, and hospitals.
That's not our
role. We're borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar to do that.
I agree with that aspect of it. But the argument being, of course, though, if they have a better society when we leave, the chances are, I don't buy it. Because history has shown that you're not going to be able to do this. But I disagree with this aspect, and that is that Iraq and Afghanistan were warranted because we had a whole series, you know, all the incidents leading up to 9/11, people really at war with us. WikiLeaks even proved recently the depths to which they were planning after 9/11 future attacks, and we needed to go on offense.
See, what we don't argue about is the need for a strong national defense. We don't argue that at all. What we might argue about is the actual threat to our national security. So when it came to Iraq, I would have argued at that time that this isn't a threat to our national security. But if they do have weapons of mass destruction, we have the military surveillance capability to see that happen, and we could go in and strike at that point.